All right, so today's day 12 of 30 Days of Pleasure, and today's title is called Erotic Observation. I don't think that I'm going to be able to put this on YouTube just based on the title, so yeah. But it's called, the prompt says, notice what excites you, not with judgment, but with fascination. Watch or read something erotic. Notice your body's reactions. I don't really have, like, I can't even think of anything visual that I could watch. And then, you know, so, but I do happen to have a script that I've never read before that I've always wanted to read or perform, I should say. And I just never did because it was, I don't know. I guess I wanted to do it justice. So I've always enjoyed it, but it's from Reddit, of course, and it's from the subreddit Gone Wild Audio, and it's actually from one of my favorite authors. My favorite authors are Hero for Villainous, Tease to Tears, and Corey West. And each of those three has like a special place in my heart for me and my journey, you know? So anyways, this one is called Beatings Will Continue and Morale Will Improve. The tags are established relationship, clear consent given, sadistic but loving, F-dom to hard F-dom, masochistic M-sub, pain play, BDSM, impact play, S&M, name calling, choking, performer orgasm, listener orgasm, and cream pie. So the summary goes, this is a story where the husband or boyfriend has been beating himself up after a job interview when Ori, not well. So after a few days of trying to cheer him up, his wife girlfriend decides to take a different tack, some loving punishment. But don't think this is just for his benefit. She needs to do it for herself too. So yeah. We'll see how this works. I forgot to, well, it's okay. I'm just, okay, so the directions on here were said to just notice what excites me and notice my body's reaction. All right. This is going to be totally different. Honey, can you come to the bedroom, please? I need your help with something. Thanks. Can you shut the door too, please? I noticed that my body, like, specifically my pussy started to tingle when I read that. Because, like, I guess it's like anticipation. Good boy. And now, you're mine. So, what did I need help with? Well, it certainly wasn't getting out of my clothes. Getting out of my clothes with my robe on the floor, I'm standing in just my sexiest matching underwear set after all. But I got all these nice restraints out and nobody I could tie to the bed. Now you're here and I have that problem solved. So thank you. Wait, baby. Before we start, listen to me. Look into my eyes. Even though you did nothing wrong, I know you've been upset with yourself about the interview. And I've tried cheering you up for a few days. But now I've come up with a different plan. Instead of sitting here and watching you punish yourself, I noticed myself starting to do Kegels.
I will punish you. By the end, your endorphin rush will make you forget all about it. All you'll care about is what's happening in this room.
That is, if you want to, of course. You do? Okay. But baby, you need to know that this isn't just about you. I'm not doing this just for you. This is for us. I want to punish you. No, I need to punish you. For too long now, the stress of everyday life, both of us have been neglecting the fact that I'm not just your wife. I'm also your dom. Both of us have needs that haven't been met, so I don't just need to punish you now. I need to do it regularly, whenever I please, and for whatever reason I choose. It's been too long since we fed my sadistic streak, since we scratched your masochistic itch, and that ends tonight. So I noticed when I the words when I said like I want to punish you, I need to punish you, like my body just kind of like it like tingles and like tenses and yeah. So I can feel you growing hard at the thought of all the attention that's coming your way. So I think you want to change it too. So we're going to explore my sadistic impulses again for the benefit of both of us. It means I get to be cruel, to be kind, taking from you what I need. And when I'm satisfied, I might just make you explode. Might. Either way. By the time I'm done with you, you're going to be putty in my hands. Just a gibbering little wreck, all blissed out and floating away. I'm very much okay with that. Are you? I thought so. Now, let me rub this cock through your trousers. Like, the imagery of that is very nice, because I haven't done that in a while, and yeah. So hard. One more time then, baby? You're sure you want this tonight, right? Good. From here on out, I expect you to call me Mistress, okay? Fuck. I love hearing it. It's been too long since you called me it. Say it again. Get that little tingle from power. Yes, mistress. Good boy. Now let's get those clothes off you. Strip. Now. Oh, somebody's king. Now, on your knees, let me inspect your body. I do love seeing you like that. Naked, exposed, beneath me, and hard as a rock. I can't wait to leave my marks all across your body. But before I get you where I want you, I need you to tell me your safe word. Good boy. And what do you say if you need me to check in? Yellow. Perfect. Now crawl to the bed. That's right. What a delicious sight. Up you get. Lie on the bed, face down. Get yourself comfortable. You're going to be there a while. Stretch out your arms and legs so I can secure them to the bed. Good boy. First, your arms. And now your legs. Are you comfortable? Not too tight? Good. Now try to move just a bit. Oh, you're not going anywhere. Perfect. Was quite the delicious feeling that like ran over my body. Good. Just checking. Now, lift your hips. Let me slide this pillow under you. Let's have that ass nice and high. Good boy. And now it's time to get out the little collection of tools I put together for tonight. What could they be? Well, I can tell you there's three of them. And I might use all three. I might use none of them tonight. It's entirely up to me, isn't it? It's fun being in charge. I'm just going to lay all of them on the chair behind us where you can't see them. And then it's time to get that bare ass of yours all warmed up. It feels so nice running my hands over your skin. Gently stroking up your thighs with my palms. Then slowly rolling my nails back down them. And now, grabbing your ass cheeks and squeezing and pinching them before bringing my hand down for a first spank. Oh, I miss this so fucking much. Another firm squeeze of those ass cheeks. And now, some more spanks. Hardy feels nice and warm to me. And I'm sure that was a little moan that just left your lips. Filthy boy, all tied up, squirming while his mistress punishes him. You're gonna have to get used to getting punished, and I'm never going to need an excuse. Just because I want to is all the reason I need. Isn't that right, dirty boy? Yes, mistress. That's right. Now thank me. Fuck yes. Time for more. With a bit more force. Yes. That's it. Squirm in your restraints. you're not going anywhere, no matter how much you struggle. But having you this helpless, totally at my mercy, is leaving me sopping wet. In fact, I'm going to have to slide 2 fingers down my slit. Open your mouth. Now suck my fingers clean, you filthy boy. Yes, that's it. And don't think I haven't noticed just how hard you are. So fucking naughty. Did I give you permission to get that hard? No, mistress. Another thing to punish you for. Fuck. I'm looking forward to the begging I'm gonna force from you. I wonder what comes first. You begging me to stop or begging for more? Let's find out, shall we? Now you're warmed up. I'm gonna give my hand a little rest. So what shall I use? Let me see. This one? No. This one? This one. You know, I think you've wanted me to be firmer with you for a while now, haven't you? I think you've been beating yourself up while secretly hoping I'd take over. Yes, I know how your mind works. I know you better than you know yourself. That's why I know just how much you need this. You hear that? Such a delicious sound. One of my favorites. And when combined with the moans I elicit from you, practically orgasmic. Normally, when we do this, I would tell you how many times I'll whip you. I don't feel like doing that today. At least not yet. Instead, you're going to take as many as I want to give you. But that's what you need, isn't it? So I want you to beg me to whip you. Go on. Beg. Fuck. I love hearing you beg. But I want more. Beg. Beg for your punishment. That's what I wanted to hear. Such heat coming off your poor cheeks. They need more. Those little moans, those little squirms, they're feeding me, encouraging me to keep whipping you. All the fingers of my other hand play with myself. Fuck. Open your mouth. Suck my fingers clean again, fuck toy. I taste so good, don't I? Of course I do. And you crave my juices. But your punishment is not over. I bet that's beginning to sting. Good. Now thank me again. You're welcome. Oh, baby. I can feel you relaxing now. I'm lying on your back, my lips pressed right up against your ear. Oh, did you think I'd finish now because I've put down the crop? What have I said to you about thinking when your cock is hard, hmm? You're to leave the thinking to me, of course. No. I'm simply taking a break. But your punishment continues. I can inflict pain in many different ways. With my nails gliding tracks across your skin. With my teeth biting and sucking at your neck and shoulders. With my fingertips sliding them underneath you where I can pinch, squeeze, and twist at your nipples while you writhe helplessly underneath me. Still all tied up. Not even a chance of escape. Fuck. That's it, boy. Moan for me. Fuck yes. And with my hand gripping it around your fucking throat, squeezing gently while my other hand keeps pinching and twisting those poor nipples of yours. Yes, they're such fun to pinch. And the noises you make. Fuck. Then I can slide my other hand up and choke you with both hands. You're mine. You know that, right? You belong to me. Nod your head while I tighten my grip. That's right. You are my fucking property. My fuck toy. My fucking slave. Oh, that's enough choking. For now. Now I have more marks to make on your body. Time for implement number 2. Oh, what if I don't get the second object from the chair? What if I instead open the wardrobe door, reach into the back, and pull out the bullwhip? Just the word is enough to change your breathing. Enough to make you squirm more vigorously. My beautiful bullwhip. I wonder what would happen if I cracked it near to you. Just look at your eye. That fear is intoxicating. It drives me fucking wild. But tonight is a night where I want to stand right next to you. To get a close-up view of each move your body makes. To hear every time your breath quickens. To catch each and every whimper and moan. So no, the bullwhip is not for tonight. But This is what I want. This favorite hairbrush of mine. Nothing but pure cruelty. Exactly the type of treatment you need. But never say that I'm not a merciful mistress, even when my tools are cruel. Just 12 more strikes, baby. Unless you miscount. Or
if I'm lying to you.
Count them. In your head. How many was that? 4. Oh no, you poor boy. That was 0. Those 4 don't count. It was me getting used to the weight of the brush. You know that I'm adding 3 more to your total, don't you? The power I have over you. So deliciously unfair. I can't help but play with myself again. Fuck. How many, fuck toy? 5, mistress? Good boy. How many? 11. Yes, just 4 more. 2 on each cheek. Oh, foolish boy. I did warn you I was lying to you. Ugh. But the whipping has finished. Now I'm going to have you. I want your fucking cock deep inside my sopping wet pussy. Let's get you onto your back. Let's undo those restraints. Roll over. Now. Put those hands behind your head. On the headboard. Right fucking now. I'm restraining you again. The whipping may have finished, but this isn't over. You're not fucking touching me. Now to slide this vibrating cock ring over your desperate, needy, leaking hard cock. That's gonna hit my clip perfectly while I fucking ride you into the mattress. I come first here, slave. Understand? Then we'll decide what happens to you. Good. Now beg me to fucking ride you. Beg me not to fucking deny you. Beg me not to ruin you. Fuck. I can't get enough of your bags. But I want my nipples in your mouth. Suck. Now.
That's it. That's fucking it. Lick it with your tongue.
Okay, stop. Because I need this fucking cock right now. I'm climbing on. Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh. Oh, fuck. The vibrations from the cock ring. You buried deep inside me. Fuck. Fuck. It just feels so fucking good. But I haven't finished hurting you yet. Those nipples need more attention. More pinching and squeezing. Yes. Cry out. Moan. Feed me your noises. Fuck! Tell me who you belong to. Yes. You belong to me. You always belong to me. You don't ever forget that. I'm close. I'm getting fucking close. Now I want my hands like around your throat while I ride you hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're mine, and I fucking own you. I own every part of you. You fucking obey me. You're fucking mistress. Look how fucking helpless you are while I fuck you. My hands locked around your throat, controlling even the air you breathe. I'm gonna come all of your needy fucking cock. It's now mine. You are fucking... Don't beg me to let you come too. Beg. One more time, filthy boy. Beg. Oh, I'm taking that cum from you. That's my cum, and I want it. It's my fucking property. You put all that cum in my cunt where it belongs. Come, slave. Come. Now. Now! You come right fucking now! Fuck yes. Give me that cum. Give me my fucking cum. Yes. Fuck, baby. You did so well. So fucking well. My good fucking boy. Let's get these restraints off you. You did so well. You took everything so well. I'm so fucking proud of you. Look at you, all bussed out. Endorphins rushing everywhere, huh? No. I don't need a big response. We can talk about it later. Make sure everything went well. It's been a long time since we had a session like that. But from the goofy expression on your face, I think it all went well. Thank you for taking that, baby. I think it's what we both needed. But come here. Into my arms. Let me hold you while we both bliss out. There. Good boy. Yes, you are. My good boy. Well, at least for now. Who knows when you're going to need to be punished again, huh? It's obvious to me that if the beatings continue, morale will improve. Good boy. Good fucking boy. I enjoyed that. I haven't done that in a really long time. I haven't recorded really for GWA, and I needed that. So, surprising. You know, I was always intimidated to record that script, but I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Well, you know, as much as I can. But yeah, so, I think, if I talk about, like, what excited me on it, it was just, the power play about it was nice, and, like, very much the whole thing about you can't come until I tell you to, that was hot. I enjoyed that. I might need to incorporate that into my regular life. I don't know how, but that'd be a very good subby that could listen to that. But yes, I hope you enjoyed joining me for day 12 of 30 Days of Pleasure. Not every day is like this. Tomorrow is day 13, where it is self-touch as meditation, and it's where I place one hand on my heart and one near my pelvis, and I ask, where would you like to be touched today? It's just self-touch exploration, no orgasm goal, just curiosity. I don't know if any of them others were going to be similar to this, but I'm just taking it one day at a time. So thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you tomorrow.